The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Thursday, the 24th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, we're going to have the Veterans Home is joining us at 7:30, and Mike Littow, who is running for Reading City Council, is joining us at 8 this morning. But Christina is here already.
Dun, 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 dun. Very good morning.
Beethoven's Fifth. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. But no, I'm actually at work, and I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, good. Good. Is there a national day out there that we need to
know
about?
There's nothing national today, so I'm trying to figure out maybe there's something international, because today is National Food Day.
National Food Day.
Yeah.
Just make our own national day. Today is National Pet a Puppy Day.
Nice. I love it.
Pet a Puppy Day. So this is it. If you have a puppy, pet it. And a puppy can be anywhere from just a puppy to a large dog. But pet a puppy. Pet a kitty. All right. That's close enough. Okay. What do we got? Today, sunny with a high near around 76. We could get wind gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. So be aware of that. Tonight, increasing clouds. And Friday, mostly sunny. And with the mid-70s, Friday night clear, but Saturday looks good. Now, Saturday night, 30% chance of showers. And then Sunday, it looks like we have it's going to rain. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Sunday night also, Monday night. But Tuesday, it's going to start clearing off with a high near 65. And Wednesday, same thing, sunny. The lows are going to be getting down like Tuesday night, next Tuesday, 45 degrees. Ooh, as is Sunday and Saturday because of the showers that are coming in. So be prepared for rain this weekend. But a beautiful day today. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson into the third generation of being in the business there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers so well. It's a veteran-owned business. You can reach him at 530-365-3793. Okay. Are you ready? Are we ready to rock?
Well, let's do it.
Let's rock! Well, you know, people that run for office seem to be having little problems in their campaign disclosure and all this. Like, hey, Sue. Come on in here. Let's talk just a little bit about some of the things that we have to do. And so okay. Turn on Sue.
Sure.
And when we have when people are advertising with us, as people have probably noticed that we have longer breaks than usual. It's because we've had so many political ads that come in. So here, the bottom line, though, on it is it's not just somebody coming in and handing us a check.
Oh, my.
For money. Can we turn that on? Okay. In fact, they have to fill out paperwork that comes along with the check. Is that correct?
Yes, you have to fill out. It's political paperwork. It's for federal and state and local offices, and it has to be filled out correctly. And, you know, I run into...
Then we file that.
We have to file that.
And we file that, and then we put this into our files, and we upload them to the federal FCC, Communications Commission, FCC.
Yes.
The other thing, though, is that with this new ruling about AI, if you have AI in your... in your commercial. You've got to say that in there.
And I haven't had one.
No.
No.
No. And which, you know, and probably that, you know, most of ours are all local.
Yes.
You know, local, regional. And so it's their voices and it's just people. But I imagine when you get into the national and, you know, the state level, especially the national level, the use of AI has happened. So if anybody is using artificial intelligence, and that could mean, you know, voices or any of that kind of stuff, they've got to, it's got to be in the spot. It's got to be somewhere in that disclaimer.
It absolutely does. And if not, you can get fined for it. And I think it is a good, I think it's a good rule.
Oh, yeah.
And because I think, you know, there are definitely positives when it comes to AI, but I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, no. I mean,
okay. You can help with
so
some.
So when we're doing, so anyway, so when people want to run advertisements on our station for political, so this isn't everybody else. Everybody else, you know, just, you know, so it's a Wild West. But for the political ads, they've got to fill out certain kinds of paperwork. We have to have the paperwork, and we have it uploaded to our station's files back in the FCC, and people can come in here. Now, here's the other thing. People can say, how much did so-and-so spend with you, is advertising with you? They just have to do is ask, because that's public knowledge. So if one candidate says, how much is candidate Smith advertising with you, we tell them.
Yes, there's no problem.
Yeah, and because we have, it's public knowledge. They can come in and look at it, too, because we keep those files.
We do, but you probably want to call ahead so we know, you know,
that we're
so someone's
going
to be here.
Yeah. I'm just saying is that it's open to the public, as is every radio station and TV station.
Yes.
This is, you know, we don't keep this stuff secret, and it's open so that I've had a media buyer say, is so-and-so advertising, and I go, yep. How much? This much.
Mm-hmm.
How many spots? This many. Because it's you know.
It's public knowledge.
Public knowledge. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I'm bringing it up is we've gotten two candidates here. Thank you, Susie.
You're
I know
very
you've
welcome.
Got more things to do that are more important than this. It appears that Patrick Jones made a couple bookkeeping errors when it came in the elections back in 2020. It's just kind of coming up now. And it appears that if you give $100 or more, you've got to put your name gets known. So, I mean, if you give $100 or more, your name is put in your address, you know, those kind of things. Well, it appears that Patrick and his treasurer were doing things with somebody. State election law requires any contribution of $25 or more to be recorded with who made the donation and their address, with even more information required, including business or employer, if the donation is $100 or more. And no donations of $100 or more can be made in cash. It's all got to be trackable. So if you give somebody $25, you have to make who made the donation and how much they've given overall. Well, it appears that Patrick said he wasn't aware of that, despite, you know, going through this stuff for a few years. Anyway, so he gets fined for $10,000. I think that's what he said. Patrick said, I've already paid it. It was just, you know what, it was something that we didn't know we could do, or we thought we could do this one, and then we couldn't. But then you turn around, and then here is the guy running for Senate, David Finnell. Now, he faces legal action for non-disclosure of election finances. And are we seeing a trend here at all Republicans? Of course, everybody that's running for the Senate is a Republican. Anyway, they're saying here that he just hasn't sent in paperwork. He has and you know, then they said he doesn't comply. They don't like it when you don't comply. They said that is that despite multiple efforts to reach out to Finnell regarding his filings, Mr. Finnell and his committee have failed to file pre-election statements for the upcoming November general election. So they're having the court order Mr. Fennell, and is committed to immediately file all outstanding campaign statements and reports. Ta-da. And in Patrick's case, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, Patrick's, he's retiring, you might say, in January anyway. So, and he's already paid the fines. So I don't know if it's big news. It doesn't appear to be. Okay, let's take a break. Let me see what we have. The Harvest. I'm going to bring this up again. The Harvest Bazaar, the 26th of October. It's going to be Saturday at All Saints Episcopal Church. This is one of Linda's favorite bazaars. You're going to have a great time if you go there. It has everything. It has antiques and collectibles and linens and a Christmas shop and jewelry and art and bake sales. It's got it all. So if you're, that's going to be this weekend on Saturday at the All Saints Episcopal Church on Benton Drive. And we'll be right back.
It's beginning to smell a lot like pumpkin everywhere I go. Take a sniff in the coffee shop, aromas that just won't stop. All that I can say is no, no, no.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The roaring crash of cannons, the sizzling hum of a lightsaber, and the nail-biting tension of meeting an unknown enemy. All these and more will whisk audiences through an emotional roller coaster of battle when the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Dr. Jeff Speck, music director, brings to life epic battles of history through music. Get your tickets now for this Saturday night's performance starting at 7:30 at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 for general admission, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students at eventbrite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I have people walking in and they're talking to me. They're mouthing words, right? First of all, I am not a lip reader. Okay. So, just write it down if I need to see it. So, hey, welcome back. Hey, think about purchasing an electric vehicle, and Reading Electric Utility can help you. They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available before EVs go away for good. Just kidding. All right. What am I talking about here? Oh. Harris was on the... on the CNN, it was like a town hall or something like that. And she kept calling Trump a fascist. And that word fascist is used a lot. So what do you know what a fascist is? Does anybody know what a fascist is? Okay. I knew that probably all of you know, but I looked it up. And a fascist or fascism is a far-right, authoritarian, and ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation or race, and strong regimentation of society and economy. An authoritarian and nationalistic right-wing system of government and social organization. Yeah. I don't think it's fascist. I can't read it the way it's... You've got it right there. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Dolores is on the phone.
Dolores. Good morning. Dolores.
No, she's on.
Hello. Dolores.
Hi, Carl.
Do you have something you want to say? How come you're not showing up? How come you make appointments here to record commercials and you don't show up?
I can't say what happened the other day.
I can't. Okay. I can't hear you. Can you talk louder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I can't say what happened that day. But,
okay, I'm just kidding. I was just kidding.
Yeah, no,
so
I know. I'm going to be there tomorrow. So, for sure.
Sure.
So, anyways, okay. I'm glad you're talking about the FCC. Fair Political Practice Commission. because I'm surprised that nobody has reported the complaint that I filed against Dennis Powell, the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake, who actually have failed to comply with the law to report her income that she received from the city of Shasta Lake as Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce manager or director in that position, which is a conflict of interest. So I reported her, and regarding that, because people need to know that she failed to comply. She knows that you're supposed to. So for 18 months, she hasn't reported that.
OMG.
For 18 months. Well, you know, it's been going on for a long time. Plus, the city of Shasta Lake approves all the grants to go to the Chamber of Commerce, which it provides her salary for her to be paid. So that's a conflict of interest. Those are prohibited. So, there's so much stuff going on in Shasta Lake. It's ridiculous, but we need to get people to talk about the city of Shasta Lake more, because when you guys have your shows, you talk about city of Redding, maybe once in a while Anderson, and more the
supervisors. You're right. Right. We've had people on from Shasta, city of Shasta Lake, but not enough. And we will end the year and begin next year with a bang, with having, you know, every city have a day here on the show once a month. How's that?
Yeah, that would be great, because there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get exposed, even by the media. I reached out to the media, and they won't expose that. And I find that very disturbing. They will not expose Janice Powell, who is mayor, double-dipping with the city.
I thought she was...
She's the mayor, but she also...
Yeah, but...
She was found guilty. She was found guilty of elder abuse, financial elder abuse. Yes, that's another thing.
I wasn't quite sure that was her. So.
Yeah, it was her too. So that is she's under investigation.
You know, I'm going to charge. I'm charging Christina with elder abuse, because she, you know, just because I'm older than her. So there, Christina. Anyway, thanks, Lars.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you. What do you think, you little Ukrainian? Is this the way you treat your seniors in Ukraine?
I actually really respect them. If to be honest, and I was kind of surprised with the attitude in America.
Really?
Yes.
They don't. We're a little bit different here.
A bit, yes.
It didn't used to be.
But I have to say, even like if we translate. I know it's not really to the subject, but like if we translate you in Ukrainian, we have two different kinds. We have like «вы» и «ты». It means like more respectful for older people, and like you, like...
Oh, but people your own age.
Like, yeah, your friend, like you can talk.
So it's the same word, but it's with a different reference and different... Yeah, okay.
So well, like I come sense. And I say I've like Mr. Carl, it's kind of like used to me. Because
yeah, you know, it is because in Europe, Croatia and all that, they don't, you know, always getting called Mr. Carl, Mr. Carl.
I like the feel. It's kind of
no. I mean, but that's, you know, and then I didn't know about they did, but in Croatia and all, you know, the little Slavic states around there, when I was doing my civilian stuff there, it was always Mr. Carl, and it was my first name, but you know, it was always with the Mr. in front of it. Yeah.
I just feel it's respectful and nice to the person with whom you talk.
Should have known my my personal assistant in Zagreb. She spoke four languages, was a gatekeeper, kind of like you would be, you know, I mean, that you don't get through that. You know, I'd hear Croatian. There'd be people yelling at each other because they wanted to come in and see me. And she said, you don't have a, you know, an appointment. And I'm just listening to this thinking, am I going to, what's the next thing I'm going to hear? Blows being struck and all this. And it was just, yeah. I really liked my time in Croatia. Yeah. Anyway, and we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be with the Veterans Home of Redding in Shasta County in Northern California here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, my friends, is getting close to the holiday season. And Four Winds Jewelry has the greatest selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only place we go and shop for jewelry, is at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024. And there's a reason for it. They are open from Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. So, looking for that special piece of jewelry? Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Who you gonna call? If it's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for state assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. 7:36 in the morning, and again, I apologize for the length of the commercials. What can I say? You know, we have contracts with people, and I can just say that on the 6th of November, this will all end, and we'll go back to our regular length of commercials, which is 3 minutes. And so we can keep the lights on. 7:36 in the morning. It's about 55 degrees out there. And Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is bringing us this segment. Workers' compensation lawyers built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento in the last few years out of Palo Cedro. And this guy's a scrapper. He's going to fight for you. Now, not every case needs to have a lawyer, but that's why you need to talk to Patrick. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation. Tell you the best move forward, best way forward. You want to get back to work. Your employer wants you back. But things are being held up. Sometimes you need a lawyer, and this is the guy to go to. You need somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168. He's an honorable man. I like Patrick. Somebody else I like is sitting here today, even though that she's going to laugh because I'm still trying to figure out which name she should be using. Darlene McCusker used to be Mudrone until just... last month? Month before last?
A couple months ago.
Darlene McCusker, who is the public information officer out there at the Veterans Home. And just to let you know, she's a secretary. I guess is secretary the right word? It's really, you know, head person in charge.
I don't know about that.
Marines and friends who are putting on the Marine Corps ball this year. And she's the one that makes sure that we stay on track. And keeps everything, you're the one that keeps everything moving like that. So, and you walked in that one day, and I didn't know you. Somebody invited you, I guess.
Mm-hmm, because he wanted me to take over the secretary position.
Who was that?
It was Rick Marchand.
Marchand, you know, that silver tongued devil. Anyway, so you've done a great job. Great job out there.
Thank you.
Sure. Marine Corps ball.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk to Marine Corps ball.
Sunday, November 10th.
November 10th.
5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center.
There you go. That's when doors open.
Yes.
You get your tickets through Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. We've been using this the last couple years, and it works pretty well. Frankly, we can keep a lot better track. So if you go to Eventbrite Reading, November 10th, you can reserve your table or just your seats. If there's just two of you or one of you or four of you, you don't need a whole table. They're only $40, the tickets, and then they tack on something with at Eventbrite. So I think it comes out to $44.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can pick your table, pick your seats. You come in, you're going to be escorted to your seats, and you get a night of tradition and pomp and circumstance and the pipes and drums, marching in the colors, the honoring of the oldest and youngest Marine. See, what else happens there? Oh, bugle calls to attention, and then, you know, there's a bugle call to mess, you know, to eat.
And the lovely Linda singing the national anthem.
Lovely Linda sings the national anthem. We read the Lejeune message. This is just a really, really good night.
It's a nice night. It's and we're nice collecting night. Toys for Tots there, too.
There you go. In fact, I need to know who's got the boxes.
I do.
Do you have the boxes? I need a couple.
I have three.
I need one. I need at least Maxwell's insurance and financial needs one. I got to call them.
Okay. I have three that I have available.
Okay. Well, who has the Toys for Tots boxes?
I have his card at work. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember
his
name.
Well, can you call him and just tell him to drop off a couple here? Because he usually does, and we fill them up.
I will do that.
So, okay. Now, do you have to be a Marine?
No.
Do you have to be in the military?
No.
Do you have to wear a uniform?
No.
No. Do you have to wear a coat and tie? Yeah, it's like business, you know, business casual. But
I have a sparkly dress this year.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to wear a gown, but you can if you're one.
I am,
or a guy. You know, if you want to wear a gown, that's fine.
It is California.
It is California, but it's you learn. You know, for Marines, this is something that's been a part of our lives. We make a big thing out of this.
249th year this year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So. If you want to join us, Eventbrite, Redding, California, November 10th, please join us. You're going to have a good time. You're everything, you know, just kind of laid out there for you, and it's patriotic as hell.
Yeah, it's a nice night out, good meal, good friends. It's just a great event. And tickets sales close on October 27th.
Which is right around the corner.
It's only a few days away.
That's right.
And it will sell out.
And because I have to give the numbers down to Wind River.
That's right.
Yeah, we're getting close. We need to if you want to go and you get your ticket, you know, get them by the 27th. You won't receive anything back except your confirmation from Eventbrite. That's all, and then we'll have that. Yeah. Everything be laid out. You'll get a gift from us in the Marine Corps at your table. That is one of a kind. We'll be sitting there with it at your table.
Mm-hmm.
So please
come get a ticket. Bring a toy.
It's a good time.
Yep.
Yeah, an unwrapped toy, new unwrapped toy. Okay. What else is going on?
Oh my gosh, we just had our spaghetti feed on September 28th, and that was a huge success. We were a little nervous about, it was the first time we'd done it, and so we didn't know how many to expect, but we ended up serving 300 dinners. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, the community support was amazing, and we had some leftovers, so we got to pay it forward. We took some food up to Shascom and RPD, as well as the Sheriff's Department, to just kind of help spread the love. But it was a great event, lots of fun, and we're hoping to do it again next year in September.
Okay.
So thank you for everybody who supported and donated and came out. It really means a lot to us.
Okay. That was good. 300 dinners.
Yeah, wow. We served 300. It was fun. We had St. Joseph's School sent their ambassadors. They were 5th to 8th graders, and they helped serve food. And the Sea Cadets came, and they helped as well. And the support committee was there, you know, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It was just a great day. Lots of fun. Lots of work, but lots of fun.
Now, who did the spaghetti for you?
Sons of Italy. Yes, big shout out to them.
Those guys are great.
Yeah, that
guys and girls are great.
That was a huge, huge
shout. Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Who also have, of course, the Paisano Days and the Bocce Ball tournaments and all those things. Plus, they have they help out a number of other fundraisers by providing food.
Nice.
For that.
Yeah, they came to us and offered, and I was like, we would be crazy if we didn't take them up on this, and it worked out wonderfully.
Great.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm here with Darlene McCusker, who is the Public Information Officer out at the California Department of Veteran Affairs, our veterans' home out there on Knighton Road. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I turned into a teenage cuckoo moth. The city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own three successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple-Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you, and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Jazz Big Band Ensemble and Jazz Combo will be holding their fall concert on November 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. The performance will be directed by Zach Gifford. $7 general admission, $5 seniors and students, $10 at the door. For more information, please visit shastacollege.edu/arts-events or call the theater box office at 530-242-7573.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for city council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
tonight.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. It is 7:50 in the morning. It is around 58 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day with wind gusts, so be prepared. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Darlene McCusker, who is a public information officer out at the Veterans Home. Also a member of our Shasta Marines and Friends, and an integral part of putting on that Marine Corps ball that's going to be November 10th, and we still have some tickets left, not a lot. And we like to sell it out. I mean, we just do. And we use the money, you know, we have scholarships, we help veterans in need. We have a lot of places the money goes to. I mean, nobody, it's all volunteers. All the money stays right here in town. And Darlene, out at the Veterans Home, it's time for that Adopt a Vet.
Yes, it's coming up in just a couple of weeks, November 14th. It's a very popular event community-wide. I know you and Linda have talked about it with me in the past. It starts at 10 a.m. What usually happens is it starts a little bit earlier, just through no fault of anybody's, but basically each resident is asked their Christmas wish, and they get to write down a few items that they want. We make tags. We put them on a big Christmas tree. Santa will be out there with us. And community members come out, and they take the tags and fulfill residents' wishes. So that's always a big fun event. The tags go so fast.
Yeah,
like if you're there at 10:30, you're too late. If you're there at 10, you might even be pushing it. But we've also started a smaller tree where we put, gift ideas that benefit all of the residents in the home, like maybe coffee or, you know, various sized sweatpants or slippers or whatever, you know, stuff that nobody specifically asked for.
So what are some of the things that they ask for out there?
Well, I will tell you, before I worked there, my dear friend used to come and pick tags for us, and there was a group of us. And so I said, yeah, great, give me a tag. So she got me a tag and brought it back, and the wishes on it were emery boards, like to file your nails with, and a gas card. That's all that he wanted. That's it. That's not all that he got, but that's all that he wanted.
Wow.
Yeah, so he got a gas card, and he got his emery board.
And you'll see other things in there. There's books. There's, iPads.
He got a blanket. He got some slippers. He got some candy and cookies. I spoiled him, but it was really fun. And they don't ask for much, and it's just a really nice – it's a really great event. They love it. We love putting it on. The community loves it. We've been getting calls and questions for the last month or two about when it is. So that's going to be Thursday, November 14th. It starts at 10 a.m., ends when they're gone, and they'll be gone, I'm sure, before 11.
Oh, yeah, they always are.
Yeah, really fast.
And the question here is, the group that just had the spaghetti feed, it was the Northern California Veterans Home.
Veterans Support Group, yeah. They support our residents at the home.
Support group, but it's for the Veterans Home. Mm-hmm. That's who it was. Somebody said that her daughter-in-law had a spaghetti feed for 750 people in Elk Grove, and love the idea of taking leftovers to the police and fire.
It's just a nice thing to do.
So if you want to, you just go out to Knighton Road, 3400 Knighton Road, right across from the VA clinic there.
Yeah, we are the gated.
Get there a little bit early. So then you can adopt a vet. Now, if they're all gone, then kind of go over to the smaller tree, if I'm understanding this right. And these are things that nobody's asked for specifically, but I've seen it before, like sweatpants.
And crock pots and, whatever. Things that we will use.
That's for kind of like everybody.
Yeah. Everybody gifts.
Crock pots.
Yeah, once in a while.
Oh, no, that's a good
idea. Other random things. Or sometimes we ask for alcohol for happy hour, because we do have happy hour every Thursday from 2 to 3.
Well, I'm going to open my tree up then. And alcohol. No. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Happy hours.
Yeah.
Now, how many people you got out there right now?
In
not in the assisted care, but
Yeah, I don't know what our exact census is because I've been out and about so much. I haven't been to those meetings. Yeah, we're pretty full. We're pretty full, and we're getting new carpet in the residential care side. So we have a few empty rooms over there, but we're shuttling people into them as their rooms are getting recarpeted. So we're pretty full. We always have a wait list for both sides of the home.
Which one of the for people? Can people get a tour?
Yes, they can, but right now that carpet project goes until about Christmas, so right now I'm not able to show an empty room.
Okay.
That's the problem, because we don't have empty rooms available to show.
Because of the carpet thing. Yeah. Okay, but beginning in the new year.
Yeah, they can call me.
Right.
We'll do a tour. My number is 224-3814.
Okay.
And they can call me for a tour. The last thing I want to talk about is our golf tournament next weekend.
There you go. Four-player scramble.
Yeah, four-player scramble. It's next Friday, November 1st, at the Gold Hills Golf Course up off Oasis Road. It's really great. Their men's club came to us back at the beginning of the year and said they wanted to put on a golf tournament with all benefits coming to the home. So we were like, okay, let's do it.
It's $500 per team, $125 per player, four-player scramble. It's limited to 25 teams.
Yep, limited to 25 teams. We still have a few spots available. We still have some sponsorships available, but those I would need to know like by the end of the week because Signorama generously offered to make all of our signs in exchange for a team.
Signorama. This guy, I just talked to him the other day, and so I'm at the Shield thing.
It was a great, generous offer. So they're going to golf and make our signs.
He is out there
supporting the community.
Supporting the community, law enforcement, military, other things.
Yep.
So he's going to be on the show here, I think, next week.
Awesome.
I just want to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you sign up for this?
Well, you can either call Jeff at Gold Hills and talk to him directly, and he can take a debit or credit card, or you can mail a check to me at the home, but it has to be made out to the support group because they're a 501c3. So if you want the tax write-off, it's got to be made out to them.
So they could send it to you at Darlene McCusker.
Yep, at 3400 Knighton Road, 96002, and I'll make sure that they get registered.
Or they can call you at 224-3814, and you can push them over to Jeff.
They could do that, yep.
Yep. Easiest way probably is just going to Jeff.
Yeah, probably.
And there's room for a few more teams, but that's it.
Yep, Friday, November 1st, 10 a.m.
Okay, so that's gone. Oh, no, that's
no, that's
happening.
Next Wednesday, so next Wednesday. We'll talk about that, too. Mod
what
Pizza.
Okay.
Mod Pizza is delicious, first of all. But both of their locations have agreed to donate 25% of their sales for the entire day next Wednesday, October 30th. So I was at the mall yesterday, and I saw they're having a trunk or treat from 4 to 7. So why not go across the street to Mod, mention the veterans' home, or bring the flyer, and they'll give 25% of their sales for that entire day.
All you have to do is say, hey, veterans home. And they will mark that off and 25%.
Yep. And usually it's just one location, but I asked about both. So that new one off Churn Creek and South Bonneville, they're going to participate as well. So we love that. It's the second one we've done with them, and it's just been great.
913 Dana Drive and 4663 Churn Creek Road.
Yep, Wednesday, October 30th.
What's MOD stand for?
Just modern?
I don't know. Not
modified?
I don't know. Maybe it's their names.
I'm not sure.
So, because when it says join mod, I had to know, you know, raise some dough. That was pretty cute.
Raise some dough
at Mod Pizza.
Pretty cute.
Hey, darling, you are so much appreciated out there.
Likewise, Carl.
Yeah, I wanted your job before you had your job.
I love my job. I know. I always tell people it's not available. We have lots of jobs available, though.
Well, that's the other thing we need to talk about at some point is there are lots of jobs out there, and you're working for the state.
Yep.
So you get all those state
lots
perks,
of good benefits. Mm-hmm.
Benefits and all that, and you get to work for some really good people out there.
We have amazing people. Yeah, right now we have everything from food service tech to certified nursing assistant to social worker, dietetics director, respiratory therapist. We have a resident care specialist. That's a pretty fun job, too. We have, you know, several vacancies. Not a ton, but we have some. So calcareers.ca.gov, you can create an account and you can narrow your search to Shasta County and Department of Veterans Affairs. That's where you'll find our openings. It's a great place to work. I have zero regrets.
Super.
Two and a half years.
One last big thing on Marine Corps Ball is going to be November 10th, and you need to get your tickets here by the end of, by the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Eventbrite, Redding, California, November 10th, sign up. For just you, yourself, get a table. Tickets $40 a piece.
Yep, and we'll
see you
there.
And that includes dinner and dancing and music and all types of pomp and circumstance. The the pipes and drums. We got
it all.
Pretty
special night. Special night.
And we'll see you at noon today.
Yes, I'll be there.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and Mike Littell, who is running for Reading City Council, will be joining us after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. The six-week strike against Boeing continues. Factory workers said no to the company's latest contract offer, even though it included a 35% raise over 4 years. In the race for the White House, former President Trump appeared on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show this morning. He was asked why people have such strong feelings about him.
People have a tendency to win. It's a nice thing, and that bothers people. Sometimes I play a little bit rough, but they play rough. They are rough and vicious people. They are vicious people. They're dirty people. They've weaponized government. They've weaponized everything. And it's actually made me more popular.
Vice President Harris is stepping up her warnings about Trump's mental fitness and his intentions for the presidency. During a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania, Harris bluntly said she believes Trump is a fascist. The editorial's editor of the LA Times has resigned after the newspaper's owner blocked the editorial board's plans to endorse Harris for president. Mariel Garza told the Columbia Journalism Review that she stepped down because the Times was remaining silent in dangerous times. The U.S. is expressing alarm over North Korea's growing support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We assess that between early to mid-October, North Korea moved at least 3,000 soldiers into eastern Russia.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said the deployment raises the potential for the North Koreans to join Russian forces in Ukraine. New research shows Russia has worked to amplify false and misleading claims about the U.S. government's response to Hurricanes Helene and Milton as part of the Kremlin's efforts to manipulate Americans before the election. The research comes from the London-based Institute for Strategic Dialogue. Townhall.com.
The socialists who want to move into the White House have a lot of plans for your money. One of them is to control the price of food, and this is just the start. Could 401ks and IRAs be next on their agenda? It might sound far-fetched, but so did price fixing just months ago. Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. If you've spent decades building your nest egg, you can act now to stop your savings from falling into the hands of the socialists. It's why Americans are turning to gold, the ultimate safe haven in uncertain times. To see how easy it is to diversify your retirement with gold, get a free info kit from my friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold makes it easy to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold while preserving your tax advantage status. Don't wait any longer. Protect your financial future now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust.
The White House has some new rules for U.S. national security and spy agencies when it comes to artificial intelligence.
Advances in AI could possibly be harnessed for mass surveillance, cyber attacks, and even lethal autonomous devices such as drones, which could wipe out an enemy. Their use by the military has been a key concern. The rules prohibit the use of applications that would violate constitutionally protected civil rights. Administration officials say such rules are needed, not only to ensure that AI is used responsibly, but to encourage the development of new AI systems and see that the U.S. keeps up with China and other rivals. Donna Water, Washington.
Turkey has struck suspected Kurdish militant targets in Syria and Iraq for a second day after a deadly attack on a Turkish defense company. The Dow is down 149 points at this hour. News and analysis at townhall.com. Coca-Cola sales went flat in the third quarter after the company raised prices.
Despite the discouraging revenue news, the company still beat Wall Street's forecasts. Officials say they expect full-year organic revenue to rise 10%, which is at the high end of its previous guidance. The The Atlanta beverage giant said its revenue fell 1% to $11.9 billion. That still beat Wall Street's forecast of $11.6 billion, according to analysts polled by FactSet.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. North Carolina state legislators returned to work today to consider further relief for recovery from recent hurricanes, especially Helene. Earlier this month, lawmakers approved a $273 million package after catastrophic flooding, but North Carolina's governor this week estimated at least $53 billion in damages and recovery needs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Thursday, the 24th of October, 1 week away from Halloween. So, Christina, why are you wearing a costume already? Just teasing, hon. 8:05 in the morning in the news. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I say that
to Ben, and Ben goes, "It's just the way I look all the time," you know. And I went, "Really?"
But it's true. We are your monsters.
You're my monster, and that's okay. And you're not, you guys are not monsters.
We are your.
I am blessed
monsters.
With the people I work with, and I don't say work for me. No, they work with me. They cover for me. They take care of Linda and I.
And okay. It's true, we are one big team here like nowhere.
Yeah. Hey, did we agree that this should be National Pet a Puppy and Pet a Kitty Day?
No, I created a new one.
Okay, you created a new one.
Team Day.
What?
Team Day. Work Team Day.
Work
Team.
Oh, Work Team Day.
Yes, excuse me.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I like it too.
Guess what? Rain's coming, my friends. Today, though, it's going to be sunny with a high near around 76, but watch out for the wind. It could have gusts up to 24 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight, low around 53. Now, tomorrow, Friday, end of the week, looking good. And then Saturday is looking good, too. But Saturday night, we start getting a chance at showers. And on Sunday, looks like we got a 90% chance of rain on Sunday. And Monday night... And then Monday night starts to clear off, and then Tuesday it looks like we're back up again sunny, but high's only 65. We're going to have a low around 45 on Monday night, so be prepared. It's time to turn off your sprinklers if you still have your sprinklers on, and it's just starting to get a lot cooler. And then next week, of course, we've got Halloween, so hopefully that'll be a nice night to take the little ones out, or the big ones if that's ones that want to do it. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, been in the business over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business. And they're in their third generation that are working at Shasta Gas Propane from the Kinney family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans, and they're just really good people. They treat their customers like friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Now I'm here with Mike Littow. Littow? How am I pronouncing that right?
Most people say Littow, but it is Littow.
Littow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. And running for city council.
That's right. That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about Mike Littow.
Well, I've lived in Reading for just about 30 years. I moved here after high school to attend Simpson University.
Oh, okay.
Graduated out there. And
so you're a Simpson guy.
I am, yeah. I was one of the first communications majors out there. And shortly after graduation, I spent some time in the Army.
Hey, thank you for your service. What did you do in the Army?
I was at Fort Benning, Georgia. I was there for a bit of time and got injured and hurt, but appreciated my service that I had and valued.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So was it falling out of an airplane?
Just during training, not out of an
really?
Airplane. But I
oh my gosh! Well, thank you for your service. I spent three and a half weeks at Benning, going through jump school there.
Yeah.
And
the end of August, beginning of September. Yeah. In fact, it was, Labor Day? Yeah. Yeah, I was there over Labor Day, and I'm thoroughly amazed by the amount of sweat that you can produce in your body, you know, during the day at Fort Benning, Georgia.
It was hot.
It was hot. It's not just hot. It's humid.
Yeah.
And they, we couldn't drink enough water, and they would have water breaks and they'd walk you through showers. I mean, outdoor showers, and you're in your uniform, or uniform being a t-shirt and your utility trousers and your boots. And they'd have you walking through showers trying to keep people cool because we'd be losing people to heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
So, it's a hot, humid place. I always thought of jump school as 3 weeks of, or 1 week of real school packed into three.
Yeah.
Because you just do those things a lot.
Right.
But it was a good school, a great school.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service. And you've been here for about 30 years.
30 years. Married to my wife for almost 25 years. We've been in Reading, raised all four of our kids here in this town.
Cute family here. I'm looking at your picture.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little older picture, but our kids are a little bit grown up. I've got two in college right now. One's a senior in college, and one's a freshman in Wisconsin at Lawrence University playing soccer.
Oh.
And then I've got two other kids going to UPrep, a senior and a sophomore. So we've raised all four of our kids here, and I think our long-term goal is hoping our kids come back. You know, and we like our kids.
Isn't that what people want? I mean, when you think about it, people want they want their kids to come home. You know, like my kids live in New Mexico. And, you know, we see each other as much as we can, like they're coming up here next month. But it's not enough. As opposed, if they're here, you can be a kind of more of a part of their lives.
Right. I hear that talking to people every single day when I door knock and people say, I just wish my kids would move home. You know, but what drives people away from Reading is they want to go be with their kids as well. And we want this to be a community where family can be together and they want to be together, you know, because that's everybody's long-term goal. Right.
So, I think so. Yeah. I think it's perfect if, you know, you can have your family and then extend to family, you know, within driving. I mean, you know, an hour at least.
Yeah, so, of course. Yeah.
Even a couple hours. You can still be part of their lives.
You bet.
So, okay. And that's what you want to do. That's one of the things you want to do then.
Well, Reading's got to be a place where we want to live together and we want to stay. And what are the driving things that are going to make us stay? It has to be a fun town. It has to be a place of recreation, enjoyable things to do. Reading needs to be a place that we feel safe. And we can feel good going to the parks, riding our bikes, going downtown. And the way I remember Reading in 1995 when I was here is we didn't really have a big homeless issue. And, you know, we knew who the fewer homeless people were. We saw them every day. But, you know, fast forward today, 30 years later, it's not the same. And I'm a candidate that's been here for a very long time. And I believe we can get Reading back to what we might remember. It may not be perfect from where it was 30 years ago, but you know, this can be a place that we feel safe again and we want to stay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're here with Mike Latah. And would you say, why are you running? I mean, why do people get into politics?
I could probably give more reasons why to not run.
Oh, yeah. Linda said that if I ever decided to run, that one night when I went to sleep, she duct taped me to the bed and beat me with a rubber hose.
Yeah.
And I believe her.
Yeah.
So I would never do that.
Yeah.
So, why?
Well, for a long time, I've thought about this, and this has been many, many years of thought, and as we raise our children, it's just been very busy, but for a lot of years, and my business, customers, friends, family have said, Mike, you're involved in crisis every day, solving problems, and you always have such great ideas, and you're a good leader. You're good at just listening to people on all sides, and you show empathy and you show that you care, and you know you would be really good to run for city council. And they've been telling me that for a lot of years. And building up to this season, you know, just looking at the lack of candidates that were really putting their name in the ring, saying I want to do this, I said, you know, this is my time to lead. People have been asking me to do this for a long time, and I'm ready for this.
What do you think is? And we may go over just a little bit here on this answer. What's the most pressing issue in Reading?
Everyone says public safety, you know.
But they've been saying that for 14 years. We've been on the air starting in December, our 15th year.
They have.
But every year it's public safety.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got
finally got enough policemen, but we've lost seven of them. Not because they quit or anything, it's just as they retire, we haven't been able to rehire them. So, public safety.
Well, it's a critical issue right now because we have increased the police force, but we have a budget deficit this year, and it's projected to be even larger next year. The risk is going back to spending levels of 2008.
Oh, my gosh. That's when we went down to, like, I think it was under 100 sworn officers.
Right. So as much as we've said public safety is on the forefront of our mind every single year, it's even more critical going into next year because with budget deficits, the council is going to have to find creative ways to say if we value public safety and we value the police officers and having three firefighters on every engine, and if we're going to make that a priority, then there's going to be a lot of creative thoughts saying make that number one and continue that to be number one because we cannot go back to 2008 spending levels.
Okay, and that will lead me to the next question after this break. Hey, Terry, give me a few minutes here and then give me a call at 7:30 if you can. And I really appreciate it if you can do that. I'm going to do the first 30 minutes here asking these questions, and we'll open it up to callers. So we're here with Mike Latah. He's running for Reading City Councilman. He's lived here about 30 years, raised his kids here. Public safety is his preeminent concern. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, how do we and the budget is it's getting smaller, tax base is dropping. How are we going to do that? And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. Local board of directors, Matt Mosley is the president, and Matt's grown up here in Reading. They've won awards as being one of the best small banks in the nation. So that should tell you something. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson, their newest branch. To me, and I do business with Cornerstone, they're our bank. It's kind of like walking in, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. You walk into the bank, they know who you are. And I kind of like that. Cornerstone Community Bank. Just walk in one of the banks, and if you're thinking about, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about changing because, I've got business accounts, we've got personal accounts, we have bill pay, which is so important in my life. Everything that the very large banks have, except it's more personal service. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Weehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta
to Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North States Assemblyman. Conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM New Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bob. Let me see what else we got here. Yeah. I'm here with Mike Latow, running for Redding City Council. I was just going to do another read, but yeah. I'll catch up. And he's running for City Council, and he's lived here for 30 years. Name of your business?
Goosehead Insurance.
Okay, I've heard that.
Yeah.
And public safety is his biggest concern. But then my concern when I hear that is the declining tax base. So how are we going to do that?
Well,
you have plans for that, or
sure, we have a lot of money that comes in from sales tax. We get our hotel tax revenue as well, and property taxes. And property taxes have been pretty high in the past. You know, that's carried the city forward. Reading is a area of tourism, and it's unbelievable how much money comes in from hotel tax itself, the TOT. And as we make Reading a place of tourism that just expands and a place where people want to go, and we build more hotels, as we invite more people to our town to spend their dollars here, That's one of the quickest ways we can drive revenue up, you know, and beyond the property taxes, I believe if interest rates come down, it'll help a boom in the selling of homes, which is going to drive property values even higher, which is going to increase tax base. And those things we can't really control, but that is on the horizon, that these interest rates will come down sometime, and it's going to create a housing boom here in this city.
Well, building homes with the cost of everything, inflation and all that, it's we're not seeing a lot of building for the working class.
No, it costs more to build a home than it costs to buy a home. And the cost of construction is easily at $300 a square foot if you talk to most builders, even higher than that for custom-built homes. But, you know, if we talked about affordable housing and how to get those costs down, we should have areas in Reading where we have some lower-income housing that's affordable for first-time buyers. The first home I ever bought, it was $120,000, you know, in Anderson, and it was a considered affordable house, energy efficient. And we do need more housing like that in this city. You know, we have good housing, we have big homes, but if we can incentivize builders to give us more affordable housing.
What can the city do to do that?
Well, the city has incentives for builders, and we can continue to drive those incentives. We can continue to use the grants that come from California to support affordable housing. But as we talk to more builders and we talk about areas where these developments should go, you know, and that needs to be a priority of the city to get more affordable housing, as we have a lot of homes, big homes being built right now in communities. And but we seem to have neglected some of the smaller homes and the taking care of the first-time home buyers.
Okay, because, you know, as a working class, you might have both the, you know, both spouses working. Mm-hmm. And the and still, it's not, they still can't buy a house.
Well, interest rates are high, so that's our hardest point right there, is it almost doubles the cost of a mortgage at times, you know. So.
And my question on that is, has nothing to do with you.
No.
But is, are we better off now than we were 4 years ago? And that's what you should be thinking out there when you go in to vote.
Right.
Now, you mentioned the homelessness.
Yeah. I mean, the homeless is, it's a population that is much larger than what it was 30 years ago. It is a crisis. It's nice to see the community rallying together and saying, okay, we want to address the problem. We've identified the problem. You know, as far as homeless, one of the first things I've done is I've been involved in the Good News Rescue Mission many years ago, serving meals and, you know, just seeing more of what they do. But I've taken a tour, you know, I think roughly about 2 or 3 months ago. And, when we look at homeless issues, to me, the takeaway was you really got to go see it. You got to go take a tour. You got to go ask questions, because inside our head, without seeing it, we have these ideas in our head of how to solve a problem that may not really be reality. And when we go talk to the community leaders and we go take the tours and you ask the questions, you know, takes it everything away in your mind as far as how you thought you were going to solve the problem.
Nobody's been able to solve it yet. So is it providing, you know, be no-cost housing to most of them? Making a village out there and taking 200 people off the streets? We can't do that.
Well, if you don't solve the drug issues and you give everyone a house, they're going to destroy the house. So you can't give everybody just a free house and a nice house. You know, the pallet shelters are just temporary. They're designed to, you know, get people under a roof and away from building illegal camps in town. But, you know, there's transitional housing and there's other steps to where people that really want to change their life can get into programs that say, I want to contribute to society, and I want real help. You know?
Well, people want help, just in my opinion, that it's out there. I mean, it obviously works for a lot of people, but you've got a number of them that just don't want help because they're so cranked up or whatever on. Do you support moving them out of here? Or just keep whacking a mole and keep moving them from spot to spot to spot till they finally realize they can go someplace else?
Yeah, I mean, one of the questions asked to homeless is, why are you here? How did you get here? And would you like to go home? I mean, that wouldn't we want our own kids to come back home and be with us, right? But in the same way, we have to realize as we're driving homeless away and they're moving back home, the same questions are being asked in other communities across the state to where that could be sending those people back home here as well. What I do support is tougher ordinances to address the illegal camps. Yes, it does allow people to keep moving, but eventually it might drive them to say, you know, enough is enough. I do want help. But for me,
what kind of ordinances are we talking about here?
Well, the Supreme Court has allowed us to clear camps. Right now we have an ordinance that allows 48 hours notice to clear a camp.
Yep.
What I support is a notice to drive that down to at least 24 hours and maybe down to 0 hours. But one thing that's been talked about, that an ordinance that could be come back to the council, is saying after 24 hours notice and we've cleared you three times, you now get a 0 hour notice in the future. And I fully support that, because we've given them a chance. We've given them three chances to, you know, clear the camp and move on. But with tougher ordinances, it is going to help get rid of the illegal camps that are a risk to the community with wildfires, with public safety. And when the city pays, or I'm sorry, when the city clears those camps, they have to take all that stuff and put it into storage. And it will cost, the ordinance that's coming to the council in the future, $10 to get their stuff back. And now that fee can be waived as a courtesy by the city, you know, one or two times. But I do support some tougher ordinances to clear the illegal camps. You know, we have to play by the same rules and follow the laws.
Okay. I'm starting to hear a kind of a buzzing sound. Are you hearing that buzzing sound?
Yeah, it's going from our Shasta Dam. Sometimes we have this issue with our main FM line.
Okay, got it. Yeah, just stopped. All right, I'm here with Mike Lata, and we're talking. He's running for Reading City Council, so now the phone lines are open. I know some people had called earlier, so phone lines are open now if you have a question for Mike that has to do with the running for City Council. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I will be heading out today for my regular haircut. I've been going there for about 17 years, and I've never had a bad haircut there. It's locally owned. It was established in 1960. It's been in the same spot since 1966, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or Subway, if you go back beyond that. I make an appointment, which you can do too, by calling them at 530-244-9478. It's not a hair salon. No. Don't go in there wanting your hair colored. It's a barbershop. The only type of hair stuff they have there probably is butch wax for flat tops. But you get a great haircut. It's a fun haircut. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place. We'll be right back with Mike Lataw.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly, and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too. and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own three successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeblehouse, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:38 in the morning here. Again, I apologize for the length of the commercials. I'm sorry, but, you know, it's political year, and the only thing I can promise you is the day after the election, you won't hear a lot of these. Though I would like to hear thank you commercial spots from people who win. That would be cool. I've never heard those before. Thank you for voting for me and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, today it's going to go up about 77, and it's going to be beautiful, but get ready for this weekend. Around Sunday, it's going to start raining for Sunday and Monday. And that's what it says in the forecast. It means absolutely nothing because it's 2 days out, yet we seem to be able to make pronouncements about climate for, 100 years out from now. Now, I'm not sure if I believe all that, but neither here nor there. We're here with Mike Latah, who is running for Redding City Council. And it's a so far the race has been kind of clean. You know, I haven't seen anybody saying, you know, Latah beats his wife,
no,
and all that, or any of this stuff. I haven't seen it. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes, when these people are on drugs, they're considered as disabled. I've been talking about this for quite a while. I'm going to harp on it again. Anyhow, they get between $900 and $1,000 a month for disabled pension or fees or whatever you want to call it. They get a medical card, Medi-Cal, and then they also get a card where they can get food at the grocery store. So anyhow, now that they're on drugs, this is a self-inflicted wound as far as I'm concerned. Make them take a drug test before they get their money. And if they don't pass a drug test, they don't get their money and they can starve. When you're in construction or whatever, you have to take a drug test every once in a while. If you've got drugs in your system, they fire you. Simple as that. So maybe they'll want to get rehabilitated. So this is something that you as a city councilman can put forward. Make them take a drug test, and if they don't pass a drug test, they don't get their money.
So okay.
Now that's what I got to say.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot. Yeah, I think San Francisco did that. People that were on public assistance were having to take drug tests. But what do you think about that?
Well, we have to stay in our lane. It's not an issue within the city of what we can control. You know, these might be issues that Shasta County has more involvement in, but they also have to follow the guidance of what the state of California allows them to do as well. But as far as the city of Redding, you know, I wish we can control that. I wish we could be a driver at that. I hear that a lot as far as, you know, if you're getting assistance, you should be able to prove that you're trying to do something better with your life and not on drugs. And we also hear the argument of, as we give away public assistance and we give money, that we wish they could spend it in a better way, right? But these are things that within our lane as city council, we can't really control all that stuff, you know. But I say definitely continue to work with Shasta County or elected official out there and drive these ideas there and see what kind of change we can cause in this community, right?
It seems like drug testing, because he's right, there's a lot of jobs. In the trucking industry, you know, you get a drug, unannounced drug screen, mm-hmm. and all that.
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's a great idea. Can we enforce it? Can we?
Yeah.
Would California let us do that?
Terry, good morning. You have a question for Mike? Hello, Terry. Terry, do you have a question?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Do you have a question for Mike?
Yeah, I have a couple of things. One is that I've got the flyer here on what he proposes to do. I just don't see anything of substance, and I'll just give you what I mean. Proposed a new ordinance banning homeless camping within 100 feet of schools, parks, and playgrounds. That's Dr. DeNuca. It has specificity. He has several things he wants to do that are specific. Now, I'm not comparing one with the other. I'm just saying revisit the downtown parking situation, as Mr. Latow says, means nothing. Does that mean you're going to take care of that draconian situation so people aren't going to the east part of Redding to park because they don't want to get tickets? Work together with Wind River to create a win-win situation for everyone? What does that even mean?
Well, let's give him a chance to say that. Those
true.
Are all good. No, these are all wave tops, and you're absolutely right. Let's ask him that.
Okay, I have two more things I will get done. Bring groups to the table. What does that mean? Make Redding fun again. What does that mean? Be a part of the chapter in Redding's history? What in the heck does that mean, and why would I vote for someone who doesn't have anything in specificity? And I'm not being critical other than the fact that I think we're all getting tired of just platitudes and nobody doing anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, but what would you do about the downtown parking situation?
Well, sure, and I wish I could tell the whole story in a flyer, but we can't, and that's why we continue to talk to people and talk about the subject. But downtown parking, people are not coming downtown because they don't want to pay. And that impacts local businesses. It impacts the places that have given a chance to come here, and it's become too expensive. But customers are not coming here. So what I would like to do is revisit that parking situation. It's already a losing battle. The city is losing $5,000 to $10,000 a month with the contract that they signed. It's not profitable. It's not adding value to the city, in my opinion. But for what I would like to do to address that is bring it up, bring it back to the table so we can talk about that. I think everybody should be able to park for free for the first 2 hours here. And that is the start of the conversation I would like to have if I'm
okay,
elected.
So the first 2 hours is free.
Correct.
After that, yeah, because I see people, before we're doing this, they park all day in front of these businesses. And since they've been paying during the day, there's always spots here. So first 2 hours will be free. After that, you start paying.
Yeah.
Okay. Working with Wind River, what would you do with Wind River?
Well, Wind River
first
is...
First of all, did you support the Wind River Casino and all that? Or?
I do support Wind River and did go to the State of the Tribe, but they're an economic driver to the community. And
$200 million a year.
Almost $300 million in payroll alone, yeah, yeah. 900 jobs. They are a community driver to economics. They do pull money into the city. So for as far as Wind River, they are going to build the new casino whether you like it or not. It is going to happen. They have the land, and it's going through the process. From my perspective, we have the ability to continue to fight them and create lifelong enemies with them, or we find a way to get the win-win situation out of them, which means they are going to need connections to the city to make the casino happen. I mean,
sewer,
they can do it
electricity,
with, correct,
water.
Correct. So where we can find the win-win is finding the value to the city. And one of the things that we continue to talk about with REU is Wind River is the largest consumer of electricity, and we have these turbines that spin. When these turbines go offline, it makes electricity more expensive. When they have a connection to the city on the new casino, it is going to allow these turbines to continue spinning over and over and over again nonstop, which is actually going to make electricity cheaper. That is a good win for the city. That's a positive thing. But they are a customer of City of Reading, and we need to treat them like a customer, too. So whatever proposal they're going to bring to the council, if it's a good proposal for the council, and if it's a win for the City of Reading, then I will fully support that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Michael Tau. He's running for Reading City Council. We're going to come back here to support a local rodeo organization. What's that mean? And make Reading fun again. I'd like to see what that is. And then, is it Brandy? We'll get to Brandy right after the break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading.
I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. You know, I had somebody come in yesterday and say, hey, it's on your station all the time. We're listening to it. We go to bed. And we listen to it when we get up. And, you know, it's nice to know that people wake up in bed with Linda and I, listening to us, of course. 8:52 in the morning tomorrow, Tyler Fares is going to be on. And Tyler's the one that did the Acid Canal documentary that's won all of these awards everywhere. Plus, he does a lot of other film work. Well, he's going to be on tomorrow morning. And we're going to talk to him about Acid Canal and what caused him to do that and all those things that go along with it. So I'm here with Mike Latall, who is running for Reading City Council. And we're going over things, as one of our callers, Terry, said, you know what, I see these things, but what do you mean by that? And so we've been going through them, and Mike's been saying this is what I'm going to do specifically. And flyers are wave tops, but it was really a good question, because everybody comes in with wave tops, and I try to slow down. But Brenda, good morning.
How are you?
How am I? I am living the dream, Brenda.
Oh, I'm glad somebody is.
I'm sorry if you're not.
It's all good.
You have a question?
So I do have some questions. So anytime anybody talks about the homeless situation, uh-huh, they only look at what they want to see, and that's the drug addiction part of it. So that's what bothers me the most about it. And not one person ever brings up the fact that mental health or mental illness could be a major factor in a drug addiction. Not everybody out there is on drugs. But that's the only thing anybody ever talks about. The things that we need in this town is a dual diagnosis center. That's for people that either have mental health issues or they have both, drug addiction or mental health.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody's out there because they did drugs and now they're homeless. It just doesn't work like
no,
that.
No, I know.
I agree.
People
talking about any kind of services for that.
Yeah.
And I went through this, and we got no help. And three cases come to my mind. David Couch III, John Adina, and Leanne Massingham. Leanne was homeless because of her mental health issues. John Adina wasn't homeless, but if you saw him on the street, because of how people talk about them, they would call him a drug addict. Same with David Couch. All three of those people lost their lives. But we don't talk about the mental health and the trauma that could be the cause of most of this stuff. We don't have enough qualified psychologists. I'm not talking about counselors. Psychologists that specialize in this stuff. This is not just a drug addiction thing.
Okay.
And as far as, like, all the hotels go, you know, I hear that they're not separating sex offenders, and that's what the women think out there, because I go out and I talk to them. Now, there's some people that don't want the help because they've given up on society, don't want anything to do with it. There are people that love to do drugs, and they'll probably never, ever get better. But then you have the group that probably don't even know how to get better, and it doesn't matter how much you throw at them. We don't have the right facilities.
Okay, Brenda.
How many of them are on waiting lists right now?
Brenda, we could go on for this for 30 minutes. Let Mike address this. But what you said is absolutely true. A lot of people you think are on drugs do have mental illness out there. Some of it's caused by drugs and alcohol, but some of them are just, you know, they've got psychosis or they've got schizophrenia or things going on. Thank you for your comments. So this leads it up. Let me talk to Mike about it. She's absolutely right.
She is right. This is a community problem. One thing we always need to remember is not everybody has mental health issues. Not everybody is a drug addict. Some people just like to be homeless because they like the lifestyle. They don't have the pressure of having bills. I have a customer that tells me this. She sees her brother in the streets all the time. He does not commit crimes.
But
he doesn't use drugs.
But people, the point she's making is we need more services for mentally ill.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that's a kind of a county, you know, but the city, which is the largest, what can I say, purveyor or user of these services?
Right. I mean, these are issues that we have to have partnership with the county. These are issues that the city of Reading does not have the resources or the finances to open up facilities to, you know, find more doctors coming into the town. But we can be drivers of the conversation with the county and truly be a partner with them instead of, I wouldn't say we're avoiding the conversations, but we need a good relationship with the county and to be able to continue driving these conversations. But if we're going to attract more doctors, what's going to make doctors want to come to Reading and stay here? It's beyond them feeling safe, but they want to come and raise a family and raise their kids here. They want things to do. They want recreation. And those are the other conversations that come into play of what the city can do to make this a great place to be. Is if we're going to attract talent, if we're going to raise community leaders such as doctors or have a medical facility or a university that trains doctors, how do we get people to stay? Because those are the drivers of the people that are going to really help us get to the next step there. So.
Okay. I got a question and then give you the last minute to talk about why people should vote for you. Support the Reading Rodeo, stand where it's at.
Yeah, I absolutely do. The rodeo is a long-term driver, economic staple to the community. It's part of our heritage. They've been here for 75 years. When the rodeo is happening, the hotels are full at max capacity. The businesses are thriving. The restaurants are full. People are making money, and they've been here for 75 years, and they deserve to be here for another 75. So,
okay. Well, it's really 76.
Well, it did turn 76.
It was 75.
Right.
Okay. What sets you apart from your...
Well,
other contestants.
Sure. I come into the council with years of experience living here. I've been here for 30 years. I remember what Reading was in the past, and I know the culture of Reading for 30 years, but I've talked to other people who have been here for 40 and 50 years. But for me, I value these listening to people, working with people on all sides, the left, the right, the north, the south, just bringing all peoples from all spectrum and just do a really good job of listening to people and showing empathy, because we're not going to solve community problems if we don't listen, but everybody out there is going to have an idea, and we should value ideas and flesh out those ideas and see what's going to be great for this community. But we do that first by listening to people. And if we can just listen to people, show empathy, and bring down the political tone of the past, you know, 4 and 5 years, I think we're going to be able to get a lot done together.
Okay, so you got any events coming up?
Well,
it's getting close.
There's not too much left. I mean, we've done all the community events, the fundraisers, the forums. You know, I do have one event that we're working on to rally voters to come out and vote and get our name out there. And you might see us on the sidewalks in the future.
So how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me. Well, my cell phone, it's out there. Yeah, I give it out freely. 524-6920. You can go to my website at votemikelatoff.com.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot for coming in today and kind of laying out a few things and your plans and all that. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It looks like it's going to be beautiful. Watch out. Those wind gusts could be up 25 miles an hour, but it's going to be in, mid-70s and beautiful. Have a great day, and God bless America.
My ground, and I won't back down. Hey,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.